I'm 71 years old. I've been a musician since I was 16, and I've had a fair amount of success, but I want to bring more music to more people. I want to be maybe a leader of some of the groups and things. Instead of being, I'm going to say I've been a side man all my life. I played on the movie Hoppers recently. You know that you've seen my name on that movie Sideways. That was a fun one.
Right on.
Fun to do. So I'm also part of metal. That's how I know you. And I just want to, I don't even know what to say. I want to be able to brainstorm and figure out how to take the rest of my life and do the best I can for that.
I love it. So how many here have a bigger idea in their life rather than taking home a paycheck? So that keys us off on what we should be asking ourselves every day for the sake of what? Beyond the 12 hours of non-negotiables, which makes our lives easy, knowing that 90% of our success in the trajectory of the divine direction that we want to be in will be taken care of if we are consistent and persistent in giving time to our sleep, our health, our family, our finance, our faith, the study of time and study of relativity, the meaning of that time, meaning for the sake of what am I here? And now I have 12 extra hours a day to add more time to those things or take the circumstances of the day and prioritize accordingly to what's important to me, according to what my divine direction, which is only relative to the meaning of my past. And so for you, you're the opposite. You have great success in your career because we're a little bit older and more seasoned, and it takes time to have success in your career. Even if you have financial success, I'm someone that will prove to you that I had very early financial success, but that doesn't mean I had success in my career. And that was relative as well. So what I want you to do is, one, extract the fact that we should all be asking for the sake of what. I come from a family. My grandfather was a jazz pianist for Benny Goodman, dropped out of dental school. So his kids did not get to play instruments because he only wanted them to graduate school. And that was too afraid that if they played instruments, they would drop out as well. Just went to Jazz Fest. So I enjoy music because it's a frequency-based philosophy for me. I study Einstein and how the relativity of music within the context of Einstein. If anybody wants to have more impact, we have to start with one person, empower them, and then empower another person. The whole way, when I went to this idea, my calling, which I was terrified of until Tim Story told me, God's not going to give you an invitation without already knowing your limitations. Don't be afraid of it, Dave. Don't be, embrace the fact, tell people eye to eye, you're here to change the world. You're here. And you know how I'm going to do it? 1,000 people like you. Because I know 1,000 people like you will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000 to learn how to do what? Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Never met anybody on earth who makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people with it, and has fun with it that isn't happy. It's almost an impossible incongruency to do those three things and somehow feel bad for yourself. And so the first step is the who, because you've got the hardest step, which is, what do I want today in my divine direction? I know what you want, the same thing I want, to empower others to be happy with the capabilities you have, capabilities that are aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is going to do well in the future for whoever it is that you're empowering. But where we fall down is the who. And the question we should ask every day is, who sits in a situation that I want to be in? And ask him for directions. Then ask, who can I help get to where they want to be? But if you're not asking this side of it, it will take you too many lifetimes to get there. You see, coaches, mentors, and teachers are necessary to get you from A to B, because they'll help to work within divine time, not within man-made constructive time, because they've already paid the dummy tax. And part of the dummy tax may stop you this lifetime from getting from A to B. And so we need the people, the mentors that are already at B, to say, bro, come this way, watch out for this pothole, jump over that one, stop here, do not pass go, all the things that will allow you in this lifetime to get to B. You need somebody. And then you also need a teacher who may not be at B, but can teach you how to take the steps. or ride the bike or do the scooter or use AI or write a book or do a podcast, or but actually teach you instead of just tell you the steps to get to where A, B is. Now you have a teacher, and some are the same person. And then for me, the third person you need could be the same person is a coach to bring the best out of you. May not have a clue how to get to B. May not know how to teach the steps how to get to B. But that coach knows one thing, how to give you a desire that you must be what you can be, bring the best out of you every day, teaching you to be consistent and persistent in the pursuit of your potential. All of that together, that is where you need to be. And I'd be happy, reach out to me afterwards to be that person, find that person, whatever it is. Only thing I'm going to add to the A to B, I promise you, coaches, teachers, and mentors will speed up the process. They'll make it easier for you. But the one thing they won't do for you is get you from A to B. Because getting from A to B, as fast as they can get you there, as inexpensively as they can get you there, whether it's state, federal, or dummy tax that they've saved you, and they will save you all three, good teachers, mentors, and coaches, A to B is a private lesson between you and God, only found inside of you. All those other people, Dave Meltzer, he will help you. I will. I'll make it less expensive. I'll speed it up for you. But in order to get from A to B, it's an inside job. It's a private lesson between you and God. And make sure you remind yourself that I need to do the work. It's just going to be less work and faster work. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Great question. Thank you for asking. All right, who's next? Who wants the magic mic? I scared everybody. You came all this way just to look at this ugly mug? Come on. You can listen to me at home as long as you want. Hi.
So, you know, the way I connect with you.
Yeah, Brian Rose. I'm going back in July. Yeah, he ran for mayor after I was on his podcast. Yes.
That's right, because you need your heart. And it shows, you know, even through digital, you know, different situations you had it. And so I connected with Jeff because the business that I want to lead, it is very heart-led. And it's a personal mission. And it comes from my own triumph over lupus, which is an autoimmune disease.
Yes.
And, you know, the system says, like, it's chronic and you have it for life. Not true.
No disease is for life.
The whole world, the doctors and the family and everyone around me is like, this is your life. You just got to live with it. And I rejected that narrative. I was like, maybe that's wrong reality. Not my reality.
Right on.
And so I, you know, it took me like 3 years to kind of crack the code. But, you know, I went through everything. I mean, I was bedridden, psychosis, 2 months of hospitalization. They said I might not make it. I went mute in the hospital. So I couldn't speak. I, you know, it was all medications that was doing all this. I lost all my hair. Like it was a ride. And
not a good ride.
And that really, like, I mean, I already was empathetic before that, but that really awakened compassion in me because I had gone through the pain and suffering, and there's so many people right now that are going through the same pain and suffering, and they don't have to, but I feel like a lot of people are aware of the fact that they can heal a chronic condition. So that's my message, is empower and liberate 1 million people.
Over, don't limit yourself, over a million people.
And, you know, I mean, I've been trying to figure it out for a while now. And it's in 2008, it was 42% of Americans that had a chronic condition. 2022, it went up to 60%. Now it's 76%. So almost 200 million people in this country have a chronic condition. And they don't have to live with it for the rest of their life, but they are, because that's what they're being told is the only option.
Mm-hmm.
So I specialize in autoimmune disease, and I work with people to rebuild their bodies where disease can't exist. So this was I yielded like 11 plus years ago. So I'm like a living proof. And the coolest thing is my thing is like awakening the God within, because everything was within you. So it's just a matter of awakening the power within. And so since I became my own doctor in 2014, I haven't had a single cold, single cough, flu. I got this with COVID. My next heart there, didn't get it. And so I'm a living proof of everything that I preach, basically. So now turning it into a business has been tricky for me because I'm really good at service. And with the sales and like objection handling and all these such a neat roughly, I don't know how to coach it. I've tried to call people for free. And what I found is people who actually invest money with me, thousands of dollars, they show up and they actually get results. People who I'm trying to help for free, because I was like, I don't care. Like, I know people are on disability. So I'm like, I just want to help people. So you don't show up. So now I'm like, okay, like, how do I help people? And I want to make this full time.
Sure. Well, let me help you. Perfect. I love that. So let me just start at the context of what you do, just for, because I'm like you. I used to say I don't get sick. I get disease every day for minutes and moments. Physical disease, mental disease, emotional disease, every single day. You see, chronic disease is available. It's not 72%. Of people have chronic disease. 100, and I, sorry about statistics, because everybody that knows me knows my favorite statistic. 99% of all statistics are made up, except for a few, like 100% of the things you do now get done. So chronic disease is available to everybody. It exists in everybody for minutes and moments at the very least. And so this paradigm of ease and dis-ease is so essential to life in general. And those who deal in the business and in the mission of chronic dis-ease, for me, is a great illustration of how do I spend minutes and moments in dis-ease? Well, first, I have to have faith that I'm at ease and I'm just interfering with the ease. And the definition of interfering with ease is dis-ease. And so there's... in the physical realm, there's germs and viruses that create disease. They interfere with my ease. And then my physical body, mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever, have to what? They have to, the same way as when I get mad, they have to release the disease. Right? This is, if anyone reads Michael Singer, his newest book, The Untethered Wisdom, is brilliant at explaining this idea of releasing the disease. And so we identify the disease, which can take time in some of the germs and viruses that are out there. And as you get better at it, we just start get into a hypnotic rhythm. Like with COVID, my wife got COVID 5 times. I never left my bed and I never stopped being intimate with her. She thought I was like insane. And I'm sure I got COVID for minutes and moments, maybe even for an hour. But my entire philosophy of ease and dis-ease is always my job today, beyond the non-negotiable behaviors, which already keep me at ease with the sleep and the health and the family and the finance and the faith and the study of time and study of relativity for 12 hours. I'm already preparing to not have interference. But in the circumstances of the day, running into disease, germs, viruses, physically, whatever it may be, now I have to what? Identify and then stop, drop, and roll. Release it. Don't try to go over it, under it, through it, resist it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. Identify it. So when I have a need to be right or a need to be offended, need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. Those are easy for me to identify. Lupus, not so easy. But once you're in this rhythm, it just does it automatically. It becomes what? Part of our subconscious, and then unconscious competency. There's frequency, patches and devices and red lights and vibroacoustic lounges. There's all these different things that I utilize in order to what? Help to shorten the distance of resistance that's created in my life by the interference that comes between me and Source, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that's there to protect, promote, love, and perfect you, to strengthen you. But you don't have to have 4 years of lupus to get strengthened like you did. Now, the stronger the struggle, the bigger the strength. This is just math. The stronger the struggle, the bigger the strength. So, you know, you cannot be fearful of having a struggle. Just remember, every single problem, every single disease, every single struggle, the solution's already there. Your solution was already there. What is it? It's just a lapse of time until we find the solution. That's why they call it a what? A resolution. It's a resolution to the what? The problem, the disease. So the whole paradigm of your business is, let me help you identify the disease and dissipate, dissolve, and allow it to disappear. Let me teach you how to spend minutes and moments in disease, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Let me teach you to identify when your mind, body, and soul are on fire so that you know when you're on fire, just stop, breathe, drop, and then roll into your divine direction where you think you want to be or better. I absolutely agree with you. So on the first part of what you said, I just had to teach everyone. That's the whole premise of my life. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy and I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? That's my day. It's a lot easier than let me go get healthy. Let me go get wealthy. Let me go get worthiness. Let me go get happy. No, I am. Because I'm part and parcel of an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, a God, your God, who is protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting you. And your God, if you want to know the concept of how big your God is, just remember this, your God has a God even bigger. That's how big your God is. Because God is infinite. And so when you realize how much power you have, now you just got to figure out what I'm doing to interfere with that power. As far as making a business out of it, now you have to, and I can send this to you and I can teach you. And once again, these are things that are just a matter of systems, but it's a matter of one, finding out what it is, right, that bothering them, what disease they have, finding out actually what they like about it, don't like about it, what works today for them, what doesn't work for today, what they know and what they don't know. And then telling them, would it help you if I did this? Have you ever tried this? Would it help you if you did red light or hypo, whatever it is, meditated, I don't know, whatever it is with your expertise. Now you can articulate when they say, yeah, that would really be helpful. Now you can articulate the value to exceed what you're asking for. I agree. Most people that do free don't do the work, but I still want to help everybody for free. So you need to create a bucket using non-time to help people for free. Everybody know what non-time means? Good. Non-time changes my life. Time is not equal. It's infinite in the infinite. In the man-made construct, time is not equal. Scheduled time is way more expensive than non-time. If I told people that every Monday I would help them for free at 8 a.m. on Mondays, that's really expensive time. Why? Because what if my son needs me at 8 a.m.? What if I have an airplane ride at 8 a.m.? This becomes really expensive time if I have to be there or I live up to my word. And so people make the mistake all the time of giving themselves expensive time when it would just be easier to do free time. If I tell you, you know what, I'm going to help everybody. And I have a group on Mondays I do this with. I have almost 4,000 people in the group worldwide. Every Monday, I promise you at least an hour of my time to answer your questions and make personal introductions for you. I charge you for it like you do, $497 for the entire year, and you can get the replays, you can get my cell phone number, and on top of that, call me anytime and leave me a message for $497. And here's the kicker, it's guaranteed. So if you don't like my eyebrows or you go broke and you need your money back because you have an apartment to pay for, just call me immediately and get your money. But But you're seeing my value and I'm giving you value and I'm holding you to that with non-time. So you get a text on Sunday night saying, hey, Dave will be available at 5 a.m. Pacific time, 2 a.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Pacific time, noon. And everybody gets it around the world and they show up if they can, but it's my non-time. So I've chosen the least active time, no family conflicts, no workout conflicts, no lunch conflicts, just that everybody has an hour of the day they don't give a shit about. That's 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. that I was talking about. That's what I give them. And it changes when I'm going to be in Wisconsin, or I'm going to be in Atlantis, or I'm going to be in, you know, London with Brian Rose, or I'm in Dubai. It changes. Here's the kicker. People do it all. They press me all the time because I give 5 minutes, by the way, to everybody. You need me. I will give you 5 minutes of my time. I promise. And I give myself one. I'll give it to you all right now. A lot of you have it. Area code's 858. This is not the text message that you get. This is my cell phone. It's area code 858. Yeah. 858 is the area code. The next three numbers are 688. And the last four numbers are 3294. Notice how I explain my phone number to people, because too many people say it too fast and nobody gets it and they're too embarrassed to ask for it again. So it's area code 858-688 of the next three numbers. And then the last four is 3294. Please call me if you need me, even if you're not in my group. My group people get to do it. And all I ask is if I don't answer, leave me a voice message. You can text me, but I can't guarantee I'll get right back to you because I get so many texts. I can't guarantee I won't lose the text because the way that they stack text messages, I know all of you experience that. But if you call me and leave me a voice message, you will get the first return call beyond anybody else, unless it's my family. How many voice messages do I have on my phone right now, Nick?
Let's see. One. You have one.
Who's it?
It is Lori Linisich.
Okay, coaching client. So Lori knows. Guess who I'm calling first when this is over? How many text messages do I have in there? And this was zeroed out when I started.
You have 22.
See why people who call me get me sooner? Because when I started here at 2:30, I had zero text messages and zero voice messages and zero emails. How many emails by chance? You see why calling me is so important?
Yeah.
I don't know why people resist it. Old people, young people, they resist leaving me a voice message. Like, and then they'll apologize. This one blows my mind. When you live in non-time and schedule time, I'm so sorry I'm bothering you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Or is this a good time? I fucking answered the phone. I have a power of not answering my phone. I have that power. I have a power not to look at your text messages or your emails too. So go ahead, call me, email me anytime, 24 hours a day. And if I'm available because my mission in life is to help people, you're damn right I'm going to answer. But I also know that if it's not going to be a good time for me, guess what? I'm not answering, so you'll never bother me. But I will get back to you when there's 5 minutes that don't mean, you know, you might hear a little pee in the background, honking in the, you know, it's my non-time. You're going to get me. You know, if I'm going number two, I try to avoid that one. But every once in a while, depending on who you are, I figure out he won't give a shit. No pun intended. I'm going to take my 5 minute call. I'm utilizing non-time. I promise you change your life with non-time and schedule time. It'll change your life. You have time for everybody and everything. If you understand non-time, if you understand non-negotiable time, how nice would it be to realize when I wake up and by the time 7 a.m. hits, that 90% of my success is already guaranteed. I've already hedged all circumstances and uncertainties out of the day because I got 7 hours of sleep. I got an hour with my health. I got an hour with my family. I had at least 30 minutes on faith. I had at least 10 minutes for my finance, which just means studying my accounts because I believe that there's a consciousness in accounts and balances. Like I know exactly where that money flows and where my money's going to go so I can be frugal and abundant. The study of time itself. So that now in that time, I'm studying, okay, how do I prioritize the 12 hours of awake time that's left according to what's important to me? And it takes away all of the uncertainty. Exceptions? Absolutely. What happens, Dave, you know, when your mom was sick and they called you at 2 a.m. and you only got 5 hours of sleep? The next day, I made sure I got at least 7. I doubled down, super priority. I made sure I wasn't stacking losses back to back. I wasn't creating any new habits, any momentum in the wrong trajectory, any interference between me and my source. 2 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. Location is irrelevant today. It wasn't when I started this quest. Location is irrelevant. Sorry, I couldn't do that. You know, I was in Guatemala. What the fuck does Guatemala have to do with you not being able to call? Believe it or not, I've been to Guatemala and the connectivity is better than it is in SoFi Stadium, but nobody's telling me I can't call you because I'm in SoFi Stadium or in LA or Manhattan. That drives me crazy when the connection's worse in Manhattan than it was in Thailand or out in Kenya in the Masai Mara. You know, I'm sitting there with a zebra walking by, literally with better connectivity. And now Starlink, it's like, I got faster internet too. What the hell, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, somebody. It's only 8 miles. Don't make excuses. Understand time. Be productive, accessible, and gracious with your time. It will help you what? Make more money, help more people, and have more fun with your life. Time is a dependent variable. Everybody in the human experience, not the infinite, in our human experience, it's bookend by the time your heart starts till the time it stops. That's a human experience for everyone. Brain can stop, eyes can stop, other things can stop. I'm 58, you know, they got pills for everything, thank God. Right? Anything can stop, but once your heart stops, the human experience ends for everyone. So what do? It's guaranteed by God. God says, I will start the life when the heart starts. I'll stop it when it stops. And here's what I'm going to gift you and guarantee you. 24 hours, use your heart. Every day of your life, except for the last day, I'm going to cheat you. I'm a pragmatic guy. This is the human experience. So I align my activities with God's guarantees of heart starting and stopping in my 24 hours. The simple things to do are simple not to do. That's in a lot of my folders. I'll repeat that. The simple things to do are simple not to do. That's why most people don't say thank you. 0.1 seconds and it's free, guaranteed to exponentially impact your life if you do it every day before you go to bed and when you wake up. But by tonight, half of us won't. By tomorrow, another half of us won't. Within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. Even though it's free and takes 0.1 seconds and everybody on earth will tell you the exponential impact of saying thank you. Why is that, David? Because the simple things to do, and that's one of the simplest ones, are simple not to do. So what does that teach us? Do the fucking simple things. Double down on the simple things. Stop and say hello to people and smile. Be kind. You have no idea how like these small, simple things of kindness can affect people. I'm sure you heard the story, but one that really impacted me at the grocery store, lady behind, kids, had less items than me anyway. And I just said, hey, go ahead. I'm fucking on a coaching call anyway. Like, what do I care what I'm doing, right? One AirPod, it's easy. I can be anywhere. Location doesn't matter anymore. Hey, go ahead. And she looks at me and she starts tearing up. She goes, you know, I just moved to California and most people I'm from the South. Most people aren't gracious. And I told God that if I didn't get a sign today, I was going to make my husband move back and it was going to really disrupt our family and our finances. But I didn't want to raise my kids And she goes, you are my sign. One little act of kindness. I do them all the time. Pay for, you know, leave 50 cents for the guy behind me, get through something. They pay it forward, tell their, you know, nephew in Kentucky. And then all of a sudden, your 50 cents is getting somebody else to give 50 cents in Kentucky. Changing the guy who has road rage, who went to the thing in such a hurry and can't find his change. And all of a sudden, the guy at the toll booth is like, no, no, guy in front of me told me to pay for you. These things just go on every day. It's a mindset. It'll change everything for you. It'll keep you at ease. It's part of the identification of dis-ease, all the waste of energy and time. I have professional athletes. I'm advisor to the professional athlete community, which is like YPO for pro athletes. And they'll want to shadow me. And these are starting young 20-somethings in the NBA who will come and shadow me. So I have them meet me at 4 a.m. and the deal is they stay with me until 5 p.m. So they learn the non-negotiables and I get my extra time until I do my unwinding routine at 9. Invariably, every single one of these extraordinary athletes, younger than me, faster than me, stronger than me, jump higher than me, all the things they, their body can do more than me, all of them are worn out by 3 o'clock. Some of them even are napping. It happens. And they're like, Mr. Meltzer, how is it? I watch you all day. You never stopped. How is it you have so much energy? When I'm taller, faster, stronger, jump higher, younger, how, like way stronger, way faster and way younger. How can you actually have more energy than me? I said, because we both have the same amount of energy, bro. I just watched you all day long interfere with it. You could handle more energy than me. That's why in the short term, you can handle more energy for a sprint or for a quarter on a basketball court. But we got the same energy. You just, I heard you on the phone with your girlfriend, with your agent, with that business deal. I heard you. All you were doing was interfering after, during, and before the phone call. Where me, I have a call, the same exact call with my wife that you had with your girlfriend, the same exact issue, and I spent minutes and moments interfering with my energy. Because I stopped, dropped, and rolled. I went right back into my divine direction. Yes, my body can't handle the energy that your body could. It can't exude it either. But most people, that's not even an issue in the long run. It's just an issue on the basketball court or in a, you know, 100-meter sprint or a marathon, 4 hours. But hang with me for a week, a month, or a year, you're no competition to me because you're not accessing the energy. That's how important it is to know what resonates with us. Lessons and stories, capture folders, subcategorization, all of these things can help you get to where you want to be or better. Yes, sir. Can you pass that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, my name is Steve Kearsley. It's great to be back.
Thanks, Steve.
To see you again. So I'm a co-founder of P3 Labs AI. Me and my co-founders. I'm the creative side. He is the AI side. We build digital humans. So we put up on screens.
So cool.
We build an AI brain into us. And then you can interactively talk to these folks. So it's been quite a journey. We built the company about a year ago. We launched in CES. I think you saw our booth at CES. Since CES, we've been building this. This company.
And this had the Best Buy example, right?
Yeah.
The salesperson at Best Buy. So beyond it, they can mirror who best would be the best person to help you. So they can utilize an avatar of someone that would be attracted or attractive to you that would help you. And then they take the entire like Best Buy catalog with all the information, SKU numbers, details, ask you questions, and AI is like, oh, well, you could use the Apple this or the IBM this. And, you know, the clothes, it's just extraordinary and it's efficient and effective to do. But go ahead. The truth is always vibrating the fastest. So,
yeah. So, as Dan said, we, we created a Best Buy Blue Shirt character avatar. She's an expert product advisor based, and we programmed 30,000 Best Buy products. You can ask her for what's the best TV, and then she'll narrow you down to the buying decisions you need. And she'll give you full specifications on any of those products. It's really quite remarkable. And most people really haven't heard of this, and we're ushering it into the world. We were actually in Bentonville, Arkansas, 2 weeks ago, talking to some of the Walmart folks. And so we are making some good leeways into the market and all that. In fact, Chris Morrison Entertainment, Justin Herbert to be here, and then he's home, but his digital twin is better than that stadium.
Nick, we got to introduce him to Tropos. So,
we have quarterbacks and five events. We're looking for him. We now have a conversation going with the Riot Games to bring their characters to life, things like that. So my question actually today is that, I'm aligned with you on all the basic fundamentals, and really the attention is one of the most dynamic and powerful things. But God, I think, is the imagination, feeling with that imagination. And so I guess where I'm at right now is the knowing or have the word, just eliminating the fear and doubt about that imagination, of feeling, to just manifest these things into,
Great question. Yeah, sure. So the first step of understanding fear and doubt is it always exists. So under the construct of dis-ease and ease, for me, it's identifying the fear and then stopping, dropping, and rolling. So let's talk about the idea of fear in just in a construct, so we can shorten the distance of resistance that you create with the fear and doubt that the imagination creates, because the imagination is going to create a whole bunch of uncertainty because it's so infinite in its nature, and we're living within the constraints or the constructs of man-made things. And so first, the ego is what evokes fear. It's a mechanism that's built into the human experience, and initially it was here for one purpose: to evoke fear to protect the body. Saber-toothed tiger cruising by your cave, your body says, oh shit, it's going to eat me. And so it evokes fear, so you either run or fight it or do the things that the ego, whether you believe in Freud or not, whatever the response is to the ego, to the fear. What is your response to the fear? And then we evolved as human beings, and so did the ego. The ego now not only protects the body, so you look off a bridge and you're like, oh shit, I don't want to go and fall off the bridge. I'm going to protect the body. But it started to protect our thoughts. So, oh, that person thinks this, and I'm thinking this, and I'm going to protect myself because I don't want to be hurt in this relationship. And so now I'm responding to the ego. That's responding to the fear of some thought, not just the body. And it did both. Today, it's evolved even further because of people like you, these great geniuses, where it's responding. So fear is evoked not just by the body or thoughts, but by a perception of an identity that doesn't exist. So we're like, now we're not only like, I think, it's, oh, they think this, or this thinks this, or I think I am something I'm not. Instead of I am, it's this is what I want people to think I am, exacerbated and amplified by digital technology and social media, which has created a big job for the ego, because the ego is dis-ease. So taking a step back to help everybody with this exact same issue, unless nobody here gets fear and doubt, because I certainly do every single day. When I'm afraid, the ego evokes a response that's supposed to protect me. Start there. When I'm afraid or doubt something, the ego is here to protect me. My body, my thoughts, or my perceived identity. Whatever it is, it's here to protect me. And the only thing I really need to be concerned about or intentional about, to manifest what I desire or better is how I respond to it. And the good news is the response is easy. We're going to have a natural response. I need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried, resentful. We're going to naturally respond. Now, the first step from the natural response, which is that ego protecting us, is just to stop. Most people make the mistake like I have in the past, which is resist, go over and under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. All that's going to do is create more resistance or accelerate you in the wrong trajectory. It's going to run you right into the saber-toothed tiger's mouth. Bad choice. But if you just stop, breathe, drop. You remind with God, you remember, you recollect in that imaginative, infinite God world. Remember, genius, expression of God. Einstein said it himself, who to me is the greatest genius that ever exists, is because he recognized that genius was nothing but the expression of God, and he was just getting out of his own way and was an applied mathematician, not even a mathematician. Because mathematicians create interference, they create certainty that isn't there. He was just applying his why because he understood what genius truly was. He allowed it to come through him because he would stop, drop, and roll when all these arrogant fucks would tell him truths that weren't true because he knew those were man-made constructs and the infinite was true. He would just apply the man-made construct to the imagination, to the infinite. And that's what we do. So in your realm to manifest, when you have fear and doubt, stop. Breathe, recollect, remind, remember with your God. And now roll into your divine direction. I've already done my non-negotiables, so I want to be here better today. So I'm going to look for a person that's already there or help someone get to where they want to be because that's the fastest way to get me to where I want to be or better. And then utilize time in order to figure it out. In other words, time between the problem that presents itself and the solution that's already there. So all my day is shortened distance of finding resolutions all day long. That means there's problems all day long, but you have resolution all day long as well. One other construct just in the manifestation and understanding of abundance and the infinite nature of how this all works is you never should ever feel like, one, you can get everything done in one day. The only thing that should concern you is getting your non-negotiables done every day. Otherwise, there should be a long list of shit you didn't get to because you prioritized what was important to you, but you're living in abundance. So you have more options, opportunities, and touches of favor, more deals, more people, more than enough of everything. And so you should go to bed satisfied that you finished your non-negotiable behavior and have a million different things to do tomorrow or a trillion. That should make you feel good. Most people don't. They feel like, oh shit, I didn't get everything done today. Therefore, I'm going to create resistance in my life. Therefore, I'm going to get less done today. And then feel like I got even more things to do tomorrow. No. Get your non-negotiables done within the 12 hours, majority of it being sleep. And then feel good about all the options, opportunities, and touches of favor you didn't get to. But blessed that you were able to prioritize a few of the other things that you wanted to do. Because you get to do whatever you want with the 12 hours beyond the non-negotiable behaviors of sleep, health, family, fitness, finance, faith, study of time, and study of relativity. But you're doing it every day, 7 days a week, because that gives you that exponentiality of every 2 minutes I do something intentionally by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment of where I want to be or better will give me 2 hours of productivity comparatively. That's why when you have teenage daughters like I had and now they're in their 20s, I just made a minimum. I made them commit. I need 2 minutes a day from you every day. I tell my kids every day, they're 27, 25, and soon to be 22, and a 16-year-old son, I tell them every day without missing every single day that I love them, I'm proud of them, and I have their back. I tell my mom, she's dead. I tell my mom, and I have for 18 years, every day, I kept her cell phone, I kept her plan, just so I can tell her every day, I am happy, I'm healthy, I love you, and I appreciate you. Because I know that's all my mom wanted for me. She made up a whole bunch of bullshit that she wanted, doctor, lawyer, failure, blah, blah. But in the end, when I started telling her, all that bullshit went away because she was like me, proud of me. She loved me and she had my back. And it made her so happy to know I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I love her and appreciate her. No matter what my profession is, no matter how many keys to the city they gave me, honorary degrees, they don't mean shit to her compared to those four things. Even though moms will tell you those mean a lot, they don't mean anything. Not if they know you're happy, healthy, love, and appreciate them. Great question. Well, I want to absolutely thank all of you, especially those on IG. Remember, on IG, my text community, join 949 area code 298. First three numbers, 2905, my last four numbers. We're going to be in LA, Vegas, Atlanta, Chicago, Atlantis in the Bahamas. We're going to be in SoFi on Tuesday. Come and join us for the Longevity Mastermind. Remember, David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me, David, at dmeltzer.com. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.